Welcome back to the podcast. In the feed tonight was a short, lighthearted game of Inspectors. This game is published by Memento Mori Theatrics and is written by Jared Sorensen. 30 minutes of pre-game chatter and character creation was cut out to make the runtime of this fit into about 2 hours. We still describe the game mechanics and characters as we play. The players were Richard, Sharon, Katie, Stephen, and Nick. Warning! There are an awful lot of in-jokes revolving around a long-term campaign ran by a good buddy of mine by the name of Logan. His heroic Cthulhu game lives on. This is the whole affair in one recording. Enjoy.
Okay. All right.
So you have the Black Dragon is the name of your inspector's division. All right, and you are above a Chinese restaurant. Above a Chinese restaurant where?
What city?
What city?
I don't know. I thought the Black Dragon was the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. Black Dragon is the name of the restaurant. Peopled by short Asian-looking men with sharp teeth.
let's do a major metropolitan area. D.C.
You guys all right with D.C.? Or do you want to be in a rural place?
Oh, no. I figured the black there would be a Black Dragon in D.C.
All right. So what's the name of your investigative group? You can simply be Inspectors, Inc. and just another, you know, a chain, or you can have a nifty name.
Inspectors, Inc. Station 2.
GBG. Ghost be gone.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
All right.
I demand that our second G has fallen off of our sign, so it just says GB. People come in asking for the Ghostbusters. Oh, sir, that is a fictional organization. We are Ghost be gone.
Also, they're trademarked.
Yep.
All right. You guys decided you're going to be like one step above Bargain Basement.
Two steps up.
Two steps up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So your franchise dice, you see there are three cards there, library, gym, and credit card. These are your agency's resources. You will have, okay, so five is basically a hole-in-the-wall operation. 10 is a major hub that probably has several subsidiaries off of it. So if you want to be one step above Bargain Basement, you could be like at a 6 or a 7.
A seven.
Sounds good.
All right, so you have 7 dice that you guys get to decide where you want to put them. Credit card is your bank. That's your charge card, okay? Dice there can be used for any kind of roll that you want to make. But the thing is, depending on how you roll, you might get charged interest, or you may lose everything that's left in the bank. Because, you know, your money is in speculation. So,
yes.
So you can lose your shirt. Gym is basically you have access to a shooting range, an arsenal, a place where you can keep yourself in good tip-top condition. Your library is just that. That could be a scholarly library. It could be a library of occult lore, whatever you want it to be. So when you're making rolls under those circumstances, you can pull dice out of that as well. Now, unlike your skills, when you pull dice out of these things, you have burned that resource.
Okay.
Okay, let me make absolutely sure of that, but I believe that's how that works. This will be my first time running this too, so.
Yeah, I think I read it yesterday. I think that once they're gone, they're gone. But we're also missing the credit card helps for technology roles. Gym helps for athletic roles. Library helps for academic roles. And then we also need a bank box, which is
the bank is separate. Yep,
separate.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yep. The bank is the one that you can lose your money on.
Yeah.
And bank is part of the seven dice that we have to spend there.
Yeah, you can choose to put nothing in the bank. You don't have to put anything in the bank, but the bank can be used for any role. The other three are more specific roles.
Right. So just the dice in the bank don't regenerate, or none of them do?
None of them do. Actually, the dice in the bank may go away just from a bad roll, or it may stay, or it may improve.
Yeah, because there's a chart.
Yeah, there's a chart when you roll the dice.
It is a repository for leftover franchise dice. The good thing about the bank is that these bank dice can be used to increase any skill roll. They can also be used to alleviate the effects of stress on your agent. The downside is that there is no guarantee that bank dice will be there when you need them. In order to keep track of what rolls what, your bank dice should be either a different color than your normal die roll or rolled separately. So it's those particular dice, depending on what they roll. Now, that's the bank. I might as well go ahead and read off the rest of them here. Gym card gives you access not only to the latest in exercise equipment, it also allows you free access to firing ranges, martial arts dojos, and really nice swimming pools. Not surprisingly, use of the gym card helps you on athletic rolls. Credit card. It is your corporate credit card. Access to the corporate credit card allows you and your fellow agents to buy cutting-edge technology and also to cover fees for technical training. Should I bother to mention that credit card add dice to technology rolls? Library card allows you to use the inspector's vast library in order to aid in your research. It can take many formats, from a huge database of information to snippets of folklore bounded to three-ring binders. Use this for augment your academic roles.
So,
two in three of them, and one in one.
I say. Go ahead.
If you don't put any in the bank, does that just mean that you have nothing in there to use?
Yes. But it also means you have nothing there to potentially lose. the bank's usability is because it can be used for any roles. Each of the other ones have to be used for a specific role. But with the bank, there is the chance that you may lose the money that's in there. Or you may lose the dice that's in there. You may also not, and you may also gain dice. So the bank can be good or bad.
I would recommend three in library, one in gym, two in credit card, because we have the best mix. Our athletics is the best across the board. Our academics is kind of weak in areas, and our technology is good. So, about strongest is Voke, library, credit card, and then gym. 3, 2, 1, 1 bank.
I'm fine with that.
3 in library, 2 in gym, 2 in credit card, and...
Well, we don't have...
No, I'm sorry. 3 in library.
1 in gym, 2 in credit card, and...
And 1 in bank.
So, gym is only going to get the 1?
Yep.
Jim's going to get 1, credit card will get 2, library will get 3. Bank will get 1. Okay.
Yep, that way we have something in the bank.
So only 1 in bank or 2 in bank?
1 in bank.
So 2 in Jim?
1 in Jim.
1 in Jim.
Does that make 7? Which is
what we said. That's what you chose, right? Okay.
Yep.
And 1 in bank. Okay. And I'm just going to start off from the left-hand side. Victoria Ford, in your interview, what makes you qualified to be joining an inspector's official chain? As you're sitting in the chair during your during your hiring process, what was Victoria Ford's previous background, and what makes her usable to the team?
I've got a 3.75 GPA in folklore.
So you're a student currently.
Yes.
Now, is this going to harm your studies? And if we need you to call you out at 2 a.m., you're going to be able to still continue your studies? Is this going to affect your academic career, is it?
Oh, no. I'm a professional student.
Oh, I see. Put that in the tick marks of minuses. All right. And what role will you play in this organization? You can be a newbie. You can be like the chief financial officer. You could be like their library specialist, if you want to give yourself a nifty name or a title, I should say.
I would be a library specialist or head of research.
Head of research, okay. All right. And what does Victoria Ford look like?
I don't know. Got.
Like a full-time student, haggard and sleep-deprived.
Slightly pale because she doesn't get out much. A little on the underfed side. Very.
She needs this job.
But otherwise, fairly average. Nothing standing out too much. But she is just slightly taller than average.
Okay. And what thing do you think Ghost Be Gone should have?
What thing does Ghost Be Gone have? Mm-hmm. Really good business cards.
Really good business cards. Okay. That sounds like a contact role for me then, because... So let's see how well Ghost Be Gone's business cards happen to be for the establishment. So you've got one die to roll.
Good job, Sherry.
And your folktale storyteller talent, unfortunately, does not make a good business card making skill. So roll a d6. A 4, not bad.
No, that's me.
Oh, that, oh, Katie.
Katie right. was.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
A 6.
Was just looking at buttons.
Okay, amazing. Describe the result. How amazing are your business cards?
They are eye-catching, slightly translucent, flexible yet solid, with a disappearing hologram on it awesome. With our logo.
Ghost Be Gone has got some very keen business cards. All right, Mr. Dr. Eddie Bakwana?
Bakwana.
Bakwana. Mm-hmm. You have an interesting dossier here. What makes you a valuable resource to Ghost Be Gone?
I have many contacts within the police, higher government. Well, not higher government, but lower government agencies, along with many years of on-the-job training as far as being a detective and a doctor.
Very good.
Smile.
And when you say high-level government agencies, do these include the super-secret ones?
No. Yes. Of course it does.
And what do you think Ghost Be Gone should really have?
I think a excellent relationship with the government and the regulatory agencies there.
Government contracts?
Of course.
That sounds good.
Of course.
All right. Give me a contacts roll. Let's see if Ghost Be Gone has government contracts.
That's going to be a 3.
Mm-hmm. 3d6. Roll 3d6.
I'm going to have to roll 3 separately because I did not set up my macros.
That's 4. Fine. So we take the highest roll. Fair. Yeah. Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you must also include a negative or humorous effect. That should not be difficult. For government contracts.
Well, as Eddie is sitting at a bar, he's smoking and drinking and talking with his former man in the mayor's office, and they are about to shake hands when one of his former colleagues walked up and said, "Eddie, they let you out of jail?" I look at him like, "Oh, no." And then the scene cuts away.
All right. So maybe because of that, you're getting shady government contracts.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Maybe you're the guys that come in to clean up after like a Delta Green operation.
Yep.
All right. Shady government contracts.
Don't you like me, Richard? I make your life so much better every time.
Casey Otterburn, newest member of Ghost Be Gone, and what skill sets do you bring to the table?
Don't get scared by ghosts. I've seen like 3 or 4 of them, and all these other people were running away from them, and I was just going, yeah, that's what I can do.
They hired you as minesweeper. Actually, I'm sorry, let's back up for just a minute. Dr. Eddie, what position do you hold in Ghost Be Gone? What title do you have?
I'm sorry, am I in the wrong room?
Yes. Oh, don't worry about it, my good sir.
No, we're switching scenes real quick to the other room where Dr. Eddie is still going on.
One expects these minor technical difficulties. Don't worry about it, my good boy. You'll learn to get over it. I am the face and, let us say, the money man.
So what would that be called? The relations? Media relations?
PR. Yes.
Public relations. There you go.
Public relations. Indeed. I smile winningly at the camera. Also, I am a, I'm 6'4", black skin, and strikingly handsome. And I have perfect white straight teeth. And I have those that just look that you get when you've come from a generation that has had money. And everybody has had money for quite some long time. And I just radiate that sense of smug assholeness.
So much money, he may have tailored jeans. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the office with Casey.
Indeed.
All right. Casey, so what did you do before joining Ghost Be Gone? I don't seem to have a prior work history for you here.
Is this an interview?
Yes.
Did you not order the Chinese food from downstairs?
Ah, I thought you were familiar. Busboy, table 5.
Yeah, that's me. Yep.
All right.
I'll just put this down over here then. sure, yeah. Do you pay better than downstairs? I'll take the job.
We have insurance, including dental.
That's so much better than the teeth downstairs. They're all the other guys have their teeth filed into points. I don't know what's going on there. I'll work for you. Yeah.
So we just recruited the busboy. What does Casey look like?
He's a bodybuilder, really. He's very muscly all over, short, wavy, platinum blonde hair. He's got hazel eyes, and at the moment he's wearing a uniform from downstairs.
Nice. All right, and what would Ghost Be Gone not be a star-rated agency without?
They gotta have a good car. They gotta have a nice vehicle. Yeah.
Right. All right. It's a technology roll. Go ahead and roll those dice. You're looking for the highest rolling dice out of your 3.
Oh, okay. Let's see if that works then. Nope. That doesn't work. Hi, messed up my macro. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. 6.
There we go, 6. That'll do.
Amazing. Describe the result. What does the vehicle look like?
It's... All right, yeah, let's go with the classic. It looks like the Ghostbusters vehicle.
Oh, wow.
But it's modern. Ooh, it's the 2014 model.
So it's a souped-up hearse? And it's got to be black because, you know, black is the new white.
That's...
It has to have the sirens, of course. It probably has running boards so that you guys can stand on it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Richard.
No, I was just going to say, you can't be without the sirens in this, yeah. Except we've also got loudspeakers on there, so that, and a in-car mic thing so that we can shout out, clear out of the way, or whatever as we're going along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, got the loudspeakers.
Can't be without that.
All right. And Terry Parsons.
Yo. How's it hanging?
Well, looking at your resume here, things are hanging not so well for you. Tell me, why should you be hired by Ghost Be Gone?
Well, I was a sound engineer beforehand, but I discovered that some ghosts kind of fall under FM and AM transmissions can be picked up by sound waves, you know, in your standard sound technician's board. So I started kitbashing some sensory equipment. Also, I helped your guys set the sound levels.
Your interviewer looks at his notebook where it's got a line of seven different inventors that worked for Ghost Be Gone with the lines put through their name, a deceased, 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 and he puts your name underneath.
Casey knocks on the door, comes in and says, I would like to apply for the driver position. Sorry.
Yours! Yeah. Fill out these DMV forms in triplicate. Here you go. Yep, forgot that. So you're the driver. Okay. Describe Terry.
Terry is a stocky, slightly below average height gentleman. Has a ponytail, wears glasses. Clean shaven.
And what does Ghost Be Gone have to have?
Gots to have the gear, man. Especially this new sensory stuff I came up with.
All right, yeah, you have to pick something specific. So you want ghost sensing gear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a 3-die roll for your technology.
Oh.
3.
It's
not
still
great.
It's still in testing.
The GM decides your fate, but you may be given a chance to suggest a single positive, all but minor effect. All right, so your gear is broken down. It sometimes works, but you pretty much have to bang it with a wrench each time. And then it's a 50-50 shot. It makes these noxious fumes that the EPA has told you that you have to label the outside as with the caution and the radiation symbols. But hasn't actually told you you have to wear gear while handling it.
Cross through the next name on the inventory list.
What is the single positive thing that it does?
This
would be fairly minor.
Can hear ghosts.
Can hear ghosts, okay. All right, and what position do you fulfill with Ghost Be Gone?
Quartermaster.
Quartermaster, okay. All right. And then we come to Jane, who it seems that we have no last name before.
No, I go by... Jane is my artist's name.
I see.
She's too poor to afford the last name.
And how will you be filling out our I-9s? You have a Social Security card, right?
Yeah. I think somewhere. So I would like to join the team because while I am a superb artist, people just aren't buying nowadays. You know, the economy and lack of taste and all of that. So, can I join your team?
He looked just like, no major medical problems. Sure! Stamps the accepted thing on there. And what thing does Ghost Be Gone have to really have to entice Jane?
They have to have really nice, imaging software there where I could draw on, like a nice tablet.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Kind of thing with good art stuff.
Sure. That will be technology. Roll me your 2 dice. A 4. Fair.
Did it roll 2? Sorry. I don't see anything.
It's in the, on the right-hand side, there's a bunch of icons across the top. Press the one that looks like a chat bubble. You're probably not looking at the chat screen.
Oh, okay. I see it. Yeah.
So a 4, first roll. Fair, describe the mostly positive results of your action, but you must also include a negative or humorous effect.
Okay. So, wait, say that again?
Okay, so it's, It works. What you want will happen, and you can give me a mostly positive result of the action. Like what thing does it do for you or for the company? But it also has to have a negative or a humorous effect attached to it as well. Like just for an example is like it's an incredible piece of software that you can render what a specter or a ghost looks like, but it always comes out chartreuse.
Yeah, okay.
Something odd or glitchy about it. But it works.
Okay. Well, it's brilliant for drawing and it looks wonderful. But whenever you go to print it out, you get comic strip type
nice.
Drawings. Perfect. And I would like to be the receptionist.
All right, and there we have the crew for this mission. Now we roll up the mission. Let's see. Give me a second here. Okay. A rather nicely dressed man in business attire, a nicely smart crew cut haircut, dark glasses, and a monotone looking suit, tie, and shirt comes in with impeccably blackened shoes, with a small leather briefcase in his left hand, and he comes up to the reception desk, and he flips out a business card. This is Special Agent Spelling with the NSA here to, that's what the business card says. He coughs politely as you look at the card and motions that he wants it back.
I kind of just stick it in with the other ones. If he's talking to me, because I'm the receptionist.
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm going to stick it in our little Rolodex. Yes, may I help you?
Oh, he looks a little crestfallen that you put in his business card in your Rolodex. He says, well, I would like to speak to someone about a particular occurrence that we need cleaned. I believe you are on our list for government contracts. He looks over his notebook. Yes, you're approved for this level of expenditure.
All right, you're going to need to fill out Form 32B and 24C and...
yes, you load him up with the paperwork. But because he is a member of the bureaucracy, this he is used to. He brings his own pen. Adds a carbon copy to yours so that he can duplicate it for his own records as well.
Yeah.
As he sits in your reception room, he pushes a button on his tie and your Rolodex catches fire.
Oh. That startles me. All right, then. Give him the evil eye. Here's another set of forms that we'll have to have you fill out, sir.
Damages.
Can I rush out with a fire extinguisher?
Sure. Yeah, some alarm goes off in the building.
The guy who usually catches stuff on fire rushes out and sprays the desk down with foam. Sprays both participants just to be safe.
Yes, you notice a guy filling out paperwork. He notices your entry. He looks at his watch and fills something out on his notepad. Nods his head. Continues filling out his paperwork. You're all in the office today, by the way.
Seeing no more fire, I shrug and, you know, if it's a job, give me a call in the lab and head back to my tinkering.
Yes,
Mr. Price. Equipment just doesn't work right.
As soon as you're ready, sir, I will enter your paperwork and get you started.
Like efficiency, he has finished his paperwork in exactly 3.2 minutes out of the 3.5 average it should take. And he hands it in and waits quietly to see someone.
Right. So on his form, he should have filled out the nature of his problem.
He's entered everything, and then with a black pen, he's crossed through it, and the word redacted is written next to everything.
All right, I will assemble a.
There are a few things that are not redacted. One is total destruction, redacted. Apartment complex, redacted.
All right, well, one moment, sir, while I gather you a team to talk to.
He goes over to your water cooler, takes a little sip.
I'm going to go back and grab Dr. Eddie and probably Victoria. We'll grab you two to have a client meeting.
Yes, so the buzzers go off on your intercoms in your own offices. You're a couple of steps above Bargain Basement, so you have your own offices. Well, you have an office with cubicle walls.
So they're in the same room and both buzz at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
Client meeting in conference room 2.
I look up from my quote-unquote lab, which is just a double-wide cubicle, and say, client meeting? Botswana, you should take care of this.
We're both going in.
Do I have to?
You don't have to.
All right, I'm staying here.
I grab you and say, where's our driver?
There he is. He's bringing lunch. Actually, yeah, he just comes up the elevator with everybody's lunch from downstairs.
They have the best. They have the steaming best
pork bowls.
Lo mein here. All right.
Ordered the I can never pronounce this. Ooh, number 12?
That's me.
12, is that right?
Yeah.
We all ordered number 12s. Come on, let's eat in front of this government agency, man.
That's okay
and
with me.
We're courteous, so we ordered an extra one up just for him.
I'm going to try those chopstick thingies. I like trying the chopstick thingies.
Conference room 2 is actually the reception hall. Conference room 1 would be the bathroom. So as you come out, he has a cup of your from your water cooler, and he's putting a little litmus strip in it, and he's taking notes.
All right, well, Mr. Spelling, it has been so long.
3 days, 14 hours, 15 minutes. It is good to see you again.
I check my watch and, you know, adjust it.
That's one way to put this. Mr. Spelling, how can we help you?
Well, it's how you can help your country. He puts down his briefcase.
Up to attention immediately, knocking over whatever else is in the way.
I grab out my pork loin.
He hands the doctor a manila folder, and will hand Jane the normal government affidavit of secrecy and how little pay you will actually be receiving from this. Government contracts, you know, that's a part of it. That's not so good.
Lois Bitter.
Yes.
That's us.
Yeah.
Steady work pays not so great.
I raise an eyebrow as a member who works on government contracts. I don't get the lowest pay. What the hell are you talking about? Government contracts are amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
I need to talk to your attorney.
Well, one of our locations was compromised recently. This location was used for things.
With stuff. So
we kept people there that needed to not be found by other people.
And they were found
and
by
things.
What were they found by?
Dr. Botswana, as you're looking through the folder, there's several pictures of people in horrid poses, as it looks like the blood flowing out of eyeballs and ears, rictus grins on their faces, laying across what looks like to be a Motel 6 style apartment room. The TVs are still the old cathode ray style with rabbit ears. Yes, so they get no channels anymore.
Good for them.
Yes. Four of our guests were found this way, with the lobby in a state of disarray that one would normally associate with a bomb explosion.
Excellent news. All right. At least for us. Mm.
It left behind, and he pulls out a jar, this goo, instead of actually destroying the lower floor, this goo was splattered about. It caused some amount of destruction. The apartment building is now closed for fumigations. We would like you to look into the problem.
Well, you know what I feel about people. Oh my god.
Jeez, wow, alright, sorry. I didn't realize that was going to come through.
Alright, so...
Before you go further, everybody click on their cog icon in Roll 20 yep. And disable background chat beep.
Yep.
There we go.
So, yes.
And as is the usual, these contracts are, of course, on the hush-hush. I expect nothing to show up in the news reports. I need not remind you about what will happen if said government contracts are leaked to the press. One single eyebrow arches.
You'll take care of whatever newspaper man got to it. Yes, I understand.
Okay. Anywhere in that paperwork, did they do any lab analysis on the goo?
That's what we are paying you for.
Okay. Excellent news. And you know what I feel about people who trample through crime scenes. Am I going to have to pass out a couple Harry the Hippo stickers?
The block has been cordoned off. As far as the local residents know, it's being fumigated. We have encased the complex in a 20 mil plastic wrap.
All right. Sounds good. Let's,
And he gives you a key ring that's got like 50 keys on it. You may need these.
Excellent news.
None of them are labeled.
Excellent news. All right. Yeah. Anybody got any questions for secret government, man? Why do all of you say that you work for the NSA? None of you work for the NSA.
He pulls out his pen, pulls a button, the top pops out. There's a blue strobe light that goes off. Nothing really changes for you. He just nods his head. Well, have a good day, folks.
Oh, God. Why do you do that? It hurts so much.
I've forgotten my eyes.
My first year of college. Oh, no.
You remember your first year of college to begin with?
You have to calibrate those.
So the apartment complex is in an older part of the neighborhood. A lot of the buildings there are actually registered as historical sites. And so any modifications and certainly any attempts to demolition have to be approved by the state commission. Older buildings.
All right. Inventor Man.
Yes.
You need to figure out what is in this goop. And then correlate it with any other cases that we have had, and then see if we can come up with something with which to fight this particular entity.
Well, he can do that, and I can do that as well, I think.
I hand it to Victoria. It's like, I was a sound engineer, not a chemistry major.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna start looking in the library and stuff, and see if we find any other instances of this kind of goo.
Sure. So you're searching the libraries for it, which is gonna be an academic role instead of technology in this case, as you're looking for recorded instances of this goo. So you're off to do that.
And I guess,
why don't you run an analysis on it?
I'll do that. I basically take it back to my cubicle and, you know, I play the radio for it.
Casey, you help him out.
Let's try some oldies.
Sit there and look pretty.
Casey's actually got a high technology. He may be one of these muscle heads who like to work on cars or something.
Yeah. And also mass spectrometers.
Yeah. I use these to inflate my tires.
Indeed.
I bump fists with Casey as we, you know, do experiments for science.
Yes.
Motivated right. Shots of us wearing goggles, looking all sciencey.
All right. Yes. I'm just getting
a car battery.
Oh, hold on. I just want to make sure what everyone's doing before we go to the roles and everything. So what is Jane doing?
I'm going to go back to my desk and doodle.
Okay.
I smile at the camera like, yes, the man who orders other people around doesn't have to do anything. And then I make the finger shoot in motion and go back to my desk.
And you enjoy your long pork and noodles, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other people's long pork and noodles because...
They're working. They can't eat.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, Victoria, you're looking through the library to find some instance of this goo. It's an academics role. So you're at 3 dice.
Okay.
If you guys want to pull dice from the library, gym, credit card, bank, in general, you can just do it if you want to, but it's probably not a bad thing to talk it over with other people because it is company resources that you are acquiring.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just going to do straight academics.
Sure. Oh, yes. The franchise dice goal is roughly, it's twice what your franchise is. So we're going for a point goal of 14. So once we get to 14 points, you are in the position to solve the problem.
We win.
Yes, you can describe the winning. If at any point you think that it's going to end up costing you...
Hold on.
Sure. If at any point you guys think it's going to end up costing your agency more to complete the mission than it would be to actually get paid for the mission, you can always cut and run, by the way.
Okay.
Contract. We quit immediately.
So my academics roll is a 5.
A 5 is your best. Okay, so a 5. It's my charts here. Good. Describe the results, and you have earned 1 franchise dice towards the solving of this problem.
Okay. Describe the results.
So what is it? First of all, what kind of books are you looking at? Modern? You're looking at the folklore? You get to decide all this. So what is it, according to the lore?
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking back at any reported instances of goo, slime, whatever, and I find a bunch of clippings and reports about, modern day incident, nearby, or,
Okay, when you say nearby, do you want to say in the same neighborhood?
In the same neighborhood, yes.
Okay.
If not the same building where it occurred, and I found couple of reports of the same stuff happening several years ago, and I guess it always happens in the same room.
Okay. Which room? Like a family room, a dining room, bedroom?
Same house
yeah. And same room. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. That's good for 1 point towards the solving. Now, Terry Parsons and Casey, you're working together, okay? Whenever you're trying to basically do research on the same information, it's only going to be one role, but you help each other. So, probably Casey, you're helping, so you can roll your technology die. And here's the thing, out of the dice you roll, you may give one of those dice to Terry. It need not be the best die. You can give him the lowest, or you can give him a middle one. It doesn't matter. But you actually are performing a task. So, in other words, if you roll 2 high numbers, you can keep one for yourself so you succeed at what you're doing. Pass on the die to Terry to help him with the roll that goes towards solving the case so that you can look good with what you're doing, even though it doesn't further the case. Or you can give him a really low roll that he's stuck with. So you guys go back to the shop.
I'm not looking to do removal right now, so mm-hmm. I'll roll the dice and see what I get. I stick my finger into the goo. I go, no, it doesn't burn.
Right down and the road. Does not burn.
I run back out and I grab some of the food off the table as well and start putting some of that in there. See if it reacts to organic material in that way.
Nice. All right.
Oh.
All right. Which die are you passing on and which die are you keeping?
I'll pass on the 5 and I'll keep the 2 as I'm eating more of the food than I'm
all right.
using 2. To test the organic substance.
Bad. The gym decides your fate and you may suggest or something suitably negative. What I would think would be funny is you're testing it on the food, and so the substance causes the food to gain something of sentience, and it starts to crawl out of the cup.
that's an interesting one. Yeah, sure.
Right.
So, yeah, I pour it on some of the noodles, and they're sort of worms now.
Yes, exactly. Mm. This, I think, will be a good way to do a trauma check so you guys can see kind of what it is. Let me look it up again myself here real quick.
Why did the beautiful ones always die first?
pardon, I got to look it up here.
Well, I'm talking to Terry as he's there, and I was just saying, hey, you know, you were talking about chopsticks earlier. I went on an orienteering course, and they never once showed me anything about the Orient or how to use chopsticks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
It was tight.
You just, you know, hold it with a, like a pencil, and then the other one with your, let's see, your pointer fingers. It's kind of easy.
Mm-hmm. Give it a go.
Yeah, try picking up that thing that's crawling away. Good practice.
All right, so what stress is? Whenever your agent feels stress, you roll between 1 and 5 dice, depending on the severity of the stress. You consult the imaginatively named stress roll chart. Generally, life or work hassles rate about 1 die, 2 at the most. Mildly spooky common supernatural occurrences, your average haunting, vampire attack, etc. deserves 2 or 3 dice, again, depending on the severity. So this is going to be just a minor thing, so 2 dice.
All right, so we were looking to see what happened. And is it keep the highest again?
No, this is keep the lowest in this regard.
Does everybody or
nope, just
Casey?
Just him. Just Casey.
Okay, you're, just
yeah, it only affects Casey. He was out of the room doing samples on this thing when it happened.
All right, well, I'm just going to roll this and then just see what I get. So I got a 1.
Oh, 1. Okay, that's 1. Right. Completely and total nuclear meltdown. Lose your cool if you have any, which you don't. And lose a number of skill dice equal to the number of stress die rolled. Okay, so you have lost 1 skill die. You can take it off of anything you want to. Narrate how it affects that ability.
So I don't lose 2 because I rolled 2?
Did you roll 2? Lose a number of skill dice equal to the number of stress die. Yeah, 2. Sorry. 2.
Yay!
You can divide it up however you want.
Jesus! What?
Can you go to 0 in things?
You can, but if you do, you cannot make a roll on that thing unless you get a die from somewhere else, like a library, gym, credit card, etc.
Alright, I am so freaked out, I forget all of the things I've been taught in college, so I lose a die in academics. And I'll lose something from technology as well, because, holy crap, I'm not doing that again! Oh my god, no.
Because you're fighting off the noodle monster that was newly minted. Now, Terry, he did pass over a 5. So now you, while analyzing the goo, can roll your technology die. And then if none of yours come up better than a 5, you can take his 5.
Okay, but first I come back in and start spraying everything down with the fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Ah, noodle monster! Now, let's see, break out the old multimeter, hook up this car battery, click, click. Let's see if it's reactive.
Wow. So, yes, fine. Good thing that Casey helped you before he went comatose there. So a 5 is good. Describe the results and you gain a franchise die. So what is it? Technologically speaking.
It reacts to electricity, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It starts bubbling and does not like it.
All right, so it doesn't like electricity. That's what's something you want to state about it. Okay, that's fine. We now have 2 franchise dice.
I always seem to have trouble with the D20 dice system. I always roll so low.
Electricity. Okay, so these are the things that you have found out about the goo. We can still be in the research phase, or you guys can head over to the complex now. Basically, it's up to you.
I actually want to do a little more research.
Okay.
And I guess I want to find out the history of that hotel, and if anybody, like, famous or any famous crimes connected to that room.
Sure. Sounds like another academic story.
Okay. Oh, wow.
6.
Yeah.
That earns you 2 franchise dice. So this is a major discovery. What have you discovered about the area?
Okay. Let's see. That there's been a series of suspicious deaths in that room. Several high profile. See, they all tend to happen around the same time of the year. They all leave that green goo, and they started 35 years ago.
35 years ago. Okay. Good stuff.
And
okay, so how often do the deaths occur? Yearly? It maybe go on for a few days, or?
Every 7 years, and they go on for about a week.
Okay. You guys can reconvene.
Yep.
Jane, were you sketching up anything of interest?
Yes, I can, from the corner of my desk, I can just see into the cubicle office, and I sketched up a really funny version of Casey freaking out because of these little bitty worms.
Go ahead and make me a roll, and this won't add to solving the case, but it may be something useful later.
Oh wait, what am I rolling?
Yeah, I was going to say, could be technology, could be, I would say technology, since you're using a digital pad and all that.
Okay, well then that works. I got a 5.
Yeah. So it's a good result. So you have captured him perfectly, but when you print it out, you have, like, you've captured it in this, like a perfect, you know, artistic representation, but when it prints out as a cartoon panel.
Yes, and we're gonna put it up above the wall, above his cubicle space, so we can all
there you
point.
Go.
Yes,
so you can all marvel over it.
Just out of curiosity, the lo mein monster. I mean, the noodle monster is still there.
The fire extinguisher apparently has set it aside and kept it from moving, or maybe the exposure to the goo just made it animate for just a small period of time. You guys can choose, but whatever reason, after it freaks out Casey, it's gone.
Casey, what's the matter, you? Casey? Casey?
Yeah.
What's the matter? It's just noodles.
It was.
You've had them a million times.
I don't think I'm ever going to have noodles again if I wriggle around like that inside me.
Yeah, you know, things happen. They spontaneously animate around here all the time. It's not the first time we've tested something like that.
Casey's probably thinking, I eat this stuff day in, day out. It's in me!
I'm gonna go back to the car and wax it again. Yeah. Yeah. That'll be good. It's a nice calming ritual for me. Wax on, wax off.
Okay. Alright, so... Yeah, guys, we should probably go over and check that. Maybe we should even set up there. I mean, there's been all sorts of suspicious deaths there for the past 35 years, always around the same time every 7 years or so.
Okie dokie, I just want to do a few more tests real quick.
Well, real quick, what type of specter does this type of thing? And what type of armaments and technology should we bring with us? It, that is in concordance with our history in this.
Huh. Terry holds up a fire extinguisher.
Well, Terry, you've declared that it doesn't like electricity.
Yeah, but you know, lugging car batteries around is terribly tedious. Get the tasers.
I look at the taser in my hand. Then
Jane
look back
gets
at
her
home.
Taser from her desk.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Tasers. Now here's the thing. Who was the first person who said taser?
Me.
All right, Terry. You have to now. Your role for technology decides whether or not Ghost Be Gone has tasers.
I'm going to be inventing tasers or ranged tasers.
You're not inventing it. It's just your role. Well, since you're the first person who mentioned it, your role decides whether or not you have it.
You're ensuring that you didn't break the tasers that we've already bought.
Yes.
Okay. Technology?
Technology.
Yes.
6? Yes. Yes. Amazing.
we have
good tasers.
We have the super lasers, tasers.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity travels along a little projected UV laser.
Yep. Yeah. Now, gaining stuff does not increase the franchise dice total. So, yeah, you got it. You've got tasers, but it does not increase that total where we're sitting on a 4 right now.
Okay. Did I find anything anywhere that would possibly describe what kind of creature this is?
You rolled a 6. If you want to narrate something you described, go for it.
Let's see. Find something in a folklore book about a particular ghost that dies of somebody that dies under strange circumstances, that you have to write what was wrong. Classic okay. Ghost thing.
Vengeance spirit. What are those called? Revenants.
Yes. Thank you. You just have to figure out what it wants. Other than make eyeballs bleed.
All right, so you're dealing with a revenant spirit that is declared now.
All right, just some final tests. I break out the ghost hearing equipment real quick. See if it can pick up anything the goo may be saying. As I electrocute it some more.
Well, the question is, if it wants something, how in the past have we dealt with these things? I'm reckoning that going in there and tasing it is not the answer. So, what it started at a particular time, and it, you know what I'm saying. You should, anyways.
Well, Dr. Eddie, why don't you research some connection between the victims?
It's not connection. I look at you like you shoot.
Well, no, if it's getting revenge for some action, let's see what the victims are doing that's making it angry.
It's the first victim, or the first death.
It happens every 7 years, so it's on a timetable.
And in the same room, too.
Yeah, it's likely reoccurring. There was some traumatic event that happened in this location probably 7 years previous to this ghost, the first appearance of this, and it's on a timetable. Either it happened the very year, or it happened 7 years beforehand.
Did you say 35 years ago?
Yeah, so we should look at something that happened there 42 years ago.
42, or alternatively 35 years ago. Research what it is, and it might, you know, sometimes in my experience in dealing with these horrible monsters from beyond space and time, that sometimes it's not what you expect it to be, but it's always best to go in there with a firm idea of what you're dealing with. That way, if it is what you think it is, then you can just deal with this before dinner comes about, and I don't have to break my date.
You have a date?
Of course I have a date. Is it a day of the week that ends with Y?
No.
It is the month of Smarch.
Then I have a date. So, let's... All
right, since you've already made the research role in your library here, to research that, I'm going to say you will have to go somewhere else to dig up that information.
I know.
Or find another clue that will lead you to that information.
I know people in the police department, and we can
police
get
records
back.
Or the newspapers.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dr. Eddie, you came up with that, so you can make a contacts roll to find out.
Lieutenant Ullman, it's been so long since I dealt with you, and you got me kicked out of the police. Yeah. How are you doing for claiming that dead guy was alive? You owe me a few.
They let you out of jail?
Well... It wasn't terribly difficult, really. I mean, come on. I got a 5.
Yes, a 5 is good. You can describe something useful that came out of this. It's not an amazing result, but you can have a point of information from this. So that you go up by up to 5 on your getting things done thing there. But you can declare something now. You can declare something about what happened 35 or 42 years ago, whichever one it is. As he looks up his files and say, oh, yes!
42 years ago, there was a drug deal that went wrong here. And a man was buying drugs from minorities, and he basically stoned out of his mind, and he butchered them with a hammer. And, yes.
All right. Very good. For a good result, that'll about fill out a good result.
Huzzahs.
Doctor, did they ever find those skeletons walled up in that thick wall in your basement? Oh, I shouldn't really be talking about that on an open line, I suppose.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all. They have now. Thank you. All
right. When you right before you hang up, you hear the sound of like someone else hanging up on the extension.
Yeah. Don't worry. You told me to put those bodies there.
Jane, you don't watch true crime TV, do you, Jane?
Sure. No, I don't have a TV. Starving artist.
Okay, just wondering.
I sleep in the back room.
Reception room one.
Yes.
Okay. All right, where to now, guys?
Well, I
did want to finish those experiments.
Yep, we were technically now into the arming up phase, so.
All right.
Terry, what were you trying to do? Oh, yeah, you're seeing if the ghost whispering thing works. Mm-hmm. So you pull the ripcord on it as it's gas-powered.
It's got to be mobile.
The danger radiation signs light up on the pack, and you've got the headphones on, and when you the end of it looks like a garden hose nozzle. When you point it at the goo in the headphones, you hear very quiet whispering. You can't make out any words. But this is just a little bit of goo.
And not at the primary location either.
Right.
And now to see how effective that extinguisher foam is on it.
More ramen. Lomi.
Fire extinguisher.
Fettuccine.
No chow mein for you. Alright, so there's that. Do I need a roll for anything or
Nope. You have tested that your gear works.
This time.
Yes, this time.
I turn it off before I take excess amount of radiation.
You push the shut-off button. It refuses to shut off. You kick it a few times. Finally, it stops.
Technical tap! I gotta re-engineer this thing.
All right, guys, let's go.
To the fire pole, which we don't have.
If someone really wants to roll for the fire pole, you can roll for the fire pole.
With our luck, the fire pole goes straight down into the kitchen. The Chinese
Actually,
restaurant.
Yes, Terry said that. So, Terry, give me a technology roll.
Four.
Oh my.
Ours is actually
fair. Mostly positive result. Okay. So positive result is yes, you have a fire pole that goes directly down to the parking garage. Unfortunately,
I would say it's actually more of a fun slide.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Yeah, it could be a fun slide then. It is a fun slide that goes all the way down to the garage basement where you keep your tricked out car.
And we keep piling up on each other when we go down.
Yes.
It's actually faster to take the stairs.
Oh, it's probably still faster to go down by the pole. It's just, you know.
Slide!
There's a nice big streak where somebody's foot just collided with the car, leaving a line all the way down it. After I've just spent all this time cleaning it while you're all researching.
So, whee!
And technically, just to give you the option, Terry could tap into the credit card or the gem or the library to get some of his dice back as he, you know, goes and pumps iron for a little bit to make himself feel better or buys himself something nice like an ice cream cone. But it does take dice away from those things to give you your dice back.
Is that the only way for him to get his dice back?
Presumably, Casey, and not Terry. Oh,
yeah, Casey, sorry. Right. Yeah, that is the only way while you are on mission to get it back.
All right. Well, I mean,
after mission, you take vacations.
Right, but I would have to take a point out of Jim to get a point of athletics.
Yes, yes, you would.
Yep, okay.
Taking something out of credit card, if you want.
You can buy yourself something nice. Here's $50 out of petty cash.
I'm happy where I am, having lost the dice. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, I understand. I mean...
All right. So, how do you arrive from there to a new place? Do you have your sirens going, lights flashing, or do you go quieter to the
incognito
place it's supposed to be?
As soon as he pulls the ripcord to have the lights flashing, I push the red button that says stop.
No. Well, then, all the way there, there will be a fight over whether these sirens are going or not.
No!
And the Ghost Be Gone flag keeps going up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yep.
Yes.
You got like a taxi cab light on the top, but when it lights off, it's got a picture of a spirit with a cross through it. But when it's off, you don't see it. It keeps flashing all the way over.
The sirens let us go through lights!
It's a hexagonal thing rather than a circle, so that we're not breaching any copyrights.
Yes, there you go. Stop sign. All right, so you guys come to a screeching halt in front of this four-story old-style apartment complex. It is on the corner. Yes, you're in the old quarter of town. A lot of the roofs still here have the clay rooftops. The facades are stone and ivy. Everything on this corner looks pretty much the same. You know, they're trying to keep the historic value of the area. And indeed, there is a plastic covering over the entire four stories of the building with a danger fumigation line strung up everywhere like it were police lines.
All right, let's...
And there is a fog under the plastic, as if indeed fumigation was happening.
Let's go ahead and pull this bull by the horns. I look at my taser.
After you, Dr. Botswana.
All right, you step
as
in.
I push him forward.
Yes, you push him into the streaming fog that is billowing out of the plastic as you are pushed in. And Dr. Botswana, you stumble over the fog projection machine that the government has set up for cover.
The stuff tastes really bad.
Alright, let's...
The fog from machines, they taste bad.
Thank you.
So you guys wander into the first floor of the reception area. Once you close the door, there's still a bit of fog in here, but apparently someone has left the air units on, so the inside of the building is fog-free. These are window units that have been put in because they could not change the interior of the building to keep its historic value. The reception area, there's this enormous oak desk that spans a semicircle. Very nice furnishings, lots of brass and wood, but the whole area is splashed. It just... Floor, ceilings, walls are just splashed with this goo. It's dripping off of a ceiling pan onto Casey's head.
Gross.
All right. Well,
I go back out of the car and I get a map out of the glove box and then I walk around with that held up.
Yeah,
all folded out.
Well,
it's sticky, it's slippery.
Does he have hair monsters now?
Not yet. Not.
Well, I didn't react when I put my finger in it earlier, so.
Yeah, it's only dead organic matter.
Well, like the people there is ground dead. Up for the Lomain.
Lone pork, man. Lone pork. All right, so.
You guys are gross.
It's a callback to an old game, Steven.
Yes. I think I know which one.
Well, it's not one of mine. It's someone else's, but yeah.
Anyway. Oh, it keeps cropping up.
Yeah.
You ran a few of those.
Yeah.
So, guess... I look confused. Oh, we need to go to the next floor.
Hmm?
The one where the bodies and things. So
you want the Ghost Whisperer
I look at the thing that you're lugging around.
It's heavy. Do I really gotta haul it up a flight of stairs?
Yes. Yeah, it's the size of like a carpet cleaner.
Yes, yes you do. Look at the man who shoved me in here.
Alright, right. Just lead the way.
Jane, can you take a quick look around the reception area and see if anything's out of place? I mean, other than, like, the usual goo.
Yeah, but just give me a second, toddler in the bathroom.
Sure. Gotcha.
Yep, Jane will be looking.
There's a toddler
the
in the bathroom? I thought this place was evacuated.
Why haven't we been experimenting on the toddler rather than on the noodles?
Because we like the toddler.
Child labor laws.
Hmm.
We're not employing them. Just experimenting on them.
Are you?
But if we're to experiment them, we have to compensate them, which means employment, so we can't.
I thought people could volunteer for this for no compensation. Don't have to be paid, do they?
Government contracts requires payment.
I'm sorry, but we can't just take that plunger. I have to give you $500 for it.
If the government says it's good, then it must be right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, so we're going to be looking around at things with stuff.
I pull the ripcord of the Ghost Whisperer.
Yep. The nuclear lights come on. A strange greenish gas comes out of the back, but that happens occasionally. You got the earphones on, and as you're approaching the floor that the deaths occur on, you pick up in your headphones.
Psst. Hey, buddy. What you looking for?
An easier way to call this up a flight of stairs. There an elevator around here? I say nonchalantly.
I got some stuff that'll make you feel like a strength of an elephant.
I'm thinking more of donkey. You got anything in that line?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Where should I go to find this stuff?
A shadow kind of peels off the wall. It's kind of vague with the form of a tall man, like in a trench coat. It walks up to Terry and, it opens up. It's what looks like a trench coat, like a flap. And hanging in the air there, you see little dime bags.
Awkward.
Hey, Dr. Eddie, Botswana. You wanted to talk to this thing, right?
Yep. When you bring someone else's attention to it, it just turns into a flat shadow. Actually, it looks like it dissolves into your shadow.
Fire extinguisher? Fire extinguisher? Casey, get the fire extinguisher.
I go downstairs and I get a pat.
You go downstairs. You look for a fire extinguisher, and there is one on the wall, but it's the old style that you have to pump with a handle.
I was imagining because Terry keeps having a fire extinguisher. Keep wanting to use a fire extinguisher. That perhaps he had a Ghostbusters style pack, which was just a fire extinguisher.
Make a tech roll for it? Go for it.
Me or Casey?
No, Casey. He's the one who thought of it.
I suggested it, so yeah. Two dice.
Two dice.
There's a six.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Describe it. It's really nice.
I'm so glad that you got it.
It's an exact replica of the Ghostbusters thing from the movie. It's a fire extinguisher. Ghostbusters 2. Yeah, that makes more sense. The slime blowers. Except it's polished and looks shiny and nice and not like they've just cobbled it together in a few minutes on limited resources. Shiny.
All right. But you do, as you head out to the car to get yours, you do notice that in the normally behind glass where they keep a fire extinguisher for people to grab, there is one there, but it's a very old style where it uses, you drop in the tablets and then you've got to pump the tops to create
the spray. The tablets as well. Jeez. Yeah. Okay. I'll pick that up as well. Don't ever have too many.
But certainly it's not up to code. And,
I would like to note that the tasers I rolled for earlier look like the proton packs.
It's all great. It's all clunky.
It's all clunky, but, you know, gives you good range.
All right. Is Jane back?
Yes.
Jane, okay, you're looking around the desk. Give me an academics roll. As you do find something of interest, a really dusty register.
It's two.
A six? All right. So, what does the registry have in it? It is old.
It is old and dusty, and it goes back 50 years. Mm-hmm. So I am able to, through much sneezing, find the person who originally died. His name is Eugene Fitzsimmons.
All right. And he checked into the same room.
Yes, he checked into that room.
Okay. A six is a really great roll. Do you want to add any more detail to that? Seems like an old registry. You could have a record of who else stayed there that night, maybe. If you don't have anything else, that's fine. But with a six, you know, you can get some good detail.
I'm thinking. In the floor above, I noticed that there's a Charlene Fitzsimmons. Also
floor
with.
Above. Nice. Okay.
Yes. Because he's on the second floor, right? So yeah. There's, I have a few.
There's four there. Floors. Yep. She's on the third.
So she's on the third, and there's a smiley face next to her name.
Ah. Ooh, the plot thickens.
Nice. All right. That increased your dice to a seven, so you have half the number you need to complete the mission. All right. So, yes, you have found this startling information.
Perhaps we should go to the next floor. And go to her room.
It's exactly the one above his room.
Oh.
And the floors are not very thick.
We know where we're going. Well, okay. We need to check out both rooms. Those eyes.
All right.
So I'm going to go upstairs and tell what I found.
All right. So, yeah, everybody knows. I should have made Terry do a stress check with the shadow, but I completely forgot. So I'm going to pass it by now.
No! Go!
You want to take it?
All
right.
All right,
Terry.
Yeah.
Once again, it was just a minor haunting. So two dice. You're going to take the lowest of the two. One. Yeah. Total nuclear meltdown. Lose two skill dice off of wherever you want them to go. As the apparition who was trying to peddle his drugs upon you.
Y'all are like the scarediest cats ever. I don't get scared of ghosts. Oh my god, Lumane!
Stress can be good, by the way. If you roll well on stress, you get cool dice. Cool dice are basically the only way your characters get better from mission to mission, by the way. Not better as in healing, but better as in advancing. All right, so what two dice do you lose? Terry?
Sorry, I was on mute while I was typing. Athletics and technology. Both come back down to two.
It scared the tech out of you.
Okay. Well, I'm a little jittery now, so, you know, my reflexes are shaken, and yes. Because I'm shaken, I'm not thinking quite as clearly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Jane runs up and gives you the information. So now you guys are all in the same hallway. No one saw the apparition except for Terry.
Thank God.
Spray the shadow. As I zap it.
You're spraying your own shadow with your shock.
Casey spray the shadow while I shock it.
Given I worked as a detective, would I know perhaps any hidden stash sites around here that that perhaps a drug fiend would hide their stuff?
Ah, so you want to know if, like, where would be a good place to hide a stash in this area?
Yeah, and something...
Give me an academics role.
Something perhaps a personal note of this man might have left behind.
Now, where are you going to look, by the way? Her room?
His room.
His room. Okay, his room the event happened in, okay? Well, first of all, before you roll, you guys step into the room, and the room, you saw the pictures of the room, and it was a normal, like I said, Motel 6 variety hotel room with a bed, a desk, you know, an old television standing, you know, in the corner. The old TV being the only thing that was kind of anachronistic. But when you walk in now, the bedspread is, the colors are like, just like almost, well, the whole styling of the room is much older, right? You've got like a retro art, not retro art, what's it called? What was that type of art?
Deco?
What's that?
Deco?
Yeah, Art Deco. That's what I'm trying to think of. The room is all done in Art Deco style. So you've got like the colored glass lamp that kind of contorts in an odd, odd shape, and it's made out of blown glass, and it's got multicolors in it. The desk is almost like an envisioning of a space age style desk if it was envisioned 50 years ago.
So this is from the periods of about the 20s to 40s.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I can dig it.
Yes. thick shag carpet. Kind of squishes beneath your feet as it's a little mildewy and moist.
Denim spots.
Yes. None of this is too stressful at the moment. It's just, you know, a little out of place. Go ahead and make me those two die roll there to see where would a drug dealer hide a stash here.
Bam!
Wow.
Bam!
Yes. All right. Well, what does Mr. Dr. Bakwana find?
He just casually strolls into the room and goes, "Now, if I was a dope fiend, I would hide my drugs here, right next to the wall." And I just tap it lightly, find where the stud is, and then put my fist through it. And I pull out a small, I guess, fucking... I don't know. A small bag of white powder and
a hammer
and a necklace with a pentagram in it.
Ooh, okay.
You know, huh. That was not expected.
Okay, that increased your rating up to a 9 now, so we're getting thicker into the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You notice that the carpeting underneath you is, you know, you noticed it was damp before, but now you're noticing as you lift up your feet, it's not only damp, but as you lift your foot, there's like tendrils of mucus clinging to the bottom of your feet as you walk about the room.
Hey, I don't want to be here anymore. What about the rest of you? Let's go explore the next floor.
Yeah. Huh. Do we have smartphones?
I don't know. Do you? Give me a roll.
That would be technology. Okay.
A 4. Yes, you have cell phones. They mostly work. It has one negative or humorous effect. If you don't have one, I'll give you one. My suggestion would be is that it is a really crappy network and you only hear every third word.
Okay.
That's
good.
That's
a negative effect.
Yes.
But that's a negative effect, but that's not what I wanted to use it for.
Mm-hmm. No, you can pick.
Okay, yeah, no, I just wanted to use the web browser and search for the obituary of Eugene, what's his name, Fitzsimmons.
Okay. So, yes, that would be an academics role now. Yes, you have web access. It works just fine. But when used as a phone, you only hear every third word. Of course, you've gotten used to this. So you'll say two nonsense words and then the word you really want to say.
I look at our inventor, shake my head. What the hell is wrong with you?
There we go. That's another 4.
Okay. Positive result, but there's a negative effect. Okay, so, well, what's a positive result? What do you find about Eugene Fitzsimmons now that you have a name?
Eugene Fitzsimmons, I find that he, was married to a His obituary says it was survived by Charlene Fitzsimmons after they were married for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Okay, now here's going to be the negative effect to it. As you're dialing it, your phone screen kind of goes into the screensaver mode, and you see. I'm going to pull you and Terry both into this because, Terry, you're wearing the Ghost Whisperer headphones. So you hear this, and Victoria sees this on her cell phone. So, Victoria, you see the doorway into the room, which you're standing in the room now. The doorway's open because no one closed it. But on your screen, it's closed. Okay? And then on your screen, you see it shaking as if someone were rapping on the door. Terry, you hear door knocks coming from the door. The door is opened. You don't see anything in the hallway.
Who's there?
Victoria, you're seeing but not hearing. So, Victoria, the door is kicked open. And then a shadowy form wearing a hat, and he's got what looks like a Chicago typewriter in his hand. Yeah, it's, you know, automatic weapon.
Oh, no.
And brrr, it starts unloading into the room. And you're seeing, like, furniture exploding, the glass lamp, that nice glass lamp, bursting into shards. Okay, so both of you guys, give me a stress rolls. Just you two.
One or two?
Two. Still, once again, a minor manifestation.
What? And I take the lowest?
Take the lowest of what you roll.
I ducked it, hit the ground as, you know, I hear the bullets.
Yes, you rolled a 3. Three is your stress. You lose a single die from an appropriate skill. Sharon, you lose 2 dies. One skill or spread it out if you want. But yeah, so both of you guys are reacting to these things. No one else knows what's going on. No one else sees it or hears it.
I hit the deck as soon as I see the other guy hit the deck.
I'm going to lose 1 from athletics and 1 from technology. Now, can I edit that?
Yeah, double click on the area and it should allow you to edit it. What did Terry lose this time?
Academics.
Nope, it's not letting me.
All right, I'll do it for you. Which one did you give up? Athletics and tech?
Yeah.
I'm starting to not think of wanting to approach this logically.
Let me try clicking. I got it.
Don't. There. Okay, so yeah, how do you guys react to this? What's going on?
Well, I
hit the deck.
Abandon reason and duck it for cover. Yep. Dragging Dr. Eddie with me.
Oh no, I'm already gone. Like, as soon as you start, I go, whoop. This is not my first time in a firefight.
Dr. Eddie knows when to leave when people are acting odd.
Oh.
Back up against the wall.
What is Dr. Eddie?
Don't do that! I as soon as you go to the floor, I also go to the floor. Like, I am not going to be the one who is full of bullets at the end of this.
Yes, but goal. You don't hear anything. Only I heard the bullets. All
right. Yes. But I react to
look around at everybody else dropping to the ground.
I'm not dropping into the goo.
So how does Victoria react to this then?
Victoria just sits there, stiffens, and starts backing out of the door slowly. But I'm not going to drop to the ground.
Okay. Yeah. As you go, there's a sucking sound as your footfalls are like stepping through muck or through a swamp as your foot comes free, trailing a tendril of slime.
Nice. Ugh.
Dr. Bakwana, your clothes are covered with slime now that you've hit the floor, as well as Jane. Did Jane hit the floor too?
No, Jane backed up against the wall.
Against the wall, all right. All right, now what?
I look around like, why did you hit the floor?
Gunshots, man, gunshots. Back me up here, Vic.
Yeah, it was loud too. Your ears are probably ringing from it.
There were no gunshots. Trust me, I know what a gunshot sounds like.
So do I. I heard like 30 of them.
Terry, nothing happened.
Yeah.
You just started acting crazy.
I mean, something happened. I saw something happen, but I couldn't hear it.
Fine, fine. Ghost gunshots. I'm wearing the ghost whisperer, remember?
The radioactive sign is still lit, and there's still green gas coming out of the back of it.
Excellent. Well,
I put down the old fire extinguisher, drop the towels in, and start pumping.
I reach into my handy dandy pack and start wiping my body off with my towel. Like,
I spray down the people who have been on the ground and didn't stop me from doing anything.
Casey is helping you, Doctor. Casey is helping you by spraying off that goo.
Terry holds out his arms, steps back and forth so he can get Brendan back.
I give him the look of the straight man in the comedic series. Like,
I imagine that Dr. Bakwana is the kind that keeps a package of baby wipes with him at all times.
Yep, and then I go back and restart wiping myself off. Alright, well, what do you make of this symbol there? Forklorst? Forklorst? Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Victoria?
Okay,
He's showing you his pendant. That's an academics role.
Okay, academics. I can do this, I think.
Don't you have folklore? Aren't you?
Oh, yeah, with folklore, you get an extra die to roll.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
So you can roll another one.
And
five. Okay, that gains you a franchise dice. And what were we on? Dude, dang.
That's 10 now.
This is 10 now. Okay, yep. All right, so describe. What is it? What is this pentagram? It's a good,
okay,
solid detail,
go ahead. Pentagram from, and you cut out for me.
No, go ahead. I'm just waiting on you. Go ahead.
Okay, I just heard it's a good solid, and you cut out on me. Hmm. Okay, let's see. It's a pentagram. It's belonged to a cult that was destroyed, that fell apart about 40 years ago after their leader mysteriously disappeared.
Dun, dun, dun.
Some say it was murdered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nobody knows.
Jerry, you're hearing this in your earbuds. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
However, the legend says that whoever has this can go back and rebuild the cult, but that
I put it in my pocket.
Keep going.
Okay, but it's also cursed.
Okay. That sounds like enough detail.
How much
for
more
a good
can I
result.
Give with the
no,
five?
That's about it. That's about it.
Oh, I take it out of my pocket slowly when I hear it's cursed.
She only said that after you put it in your pocket, though. So,
Regretful.
I start pumping.
it's cursed that whoever touches it. Unless they can atone for the sins of the founder, will be doomed to suffer his fate, his final fate.
I toss it to Terry.
I start bobbling it as I'm holding several things already.
Yeah, start fumbling for it. As you're fumbling for it, all of you hear the sound of heavy foot treads coming up the stairs outside.
Oh, no.
I continue pumping.
I get out. Come on, let's all face the door with our tasers.
All right, so you guys turn to the door. You guys hear the footfalls coming down the hallway. You don't see anything. The footfalls stop right in front of the door. And then everyone hears the knocking sound. The door's still
open.
Yeah, the door's wide open.
I spray the area. I start zapping it.
Okay, so the foam from the fire extinguisher, since it's old style and produces a lot of foam, kind of fills in a void. And so in this void is a guy in a trench coat and hat who's got the same kind of gun that you saw, Victoria, in your on your web browser. He's pulled it out of his coat, and he's got it leveled into the room. And Terry, you pull the trigger on your zapper. That is an athletics roll.
All right. 2d6, go.
A 3. Not great. GM decides your fate. You may be given a chance to suggest a single small positive effect. All right, so it goes off, and you just miss. I mean, it starts, your electrical beam is attracted by all the goo in the room, so it kind of shorts out all around the room instead of heading towards the figure. Do you want to suggest a single positive effect? I can give you one if you don't have one.
I'm keeping him honest, and he has to duck back a little.
He has to duck back a little bit. Okay. Yeah, so he steps, the figure steps out of the room. He was heading into the room when the foam covered him. He steps out, and then he starts, you hear a buzzsaw noise as he just hoses down the room with these spectral bullets. What is everyone doing?
We'll I hit start
with Victoria. Hold on. Victoria, okay. What is Victoria doing?
I think Victoria is dealing with...
Different person.
Yep.
Are you on mute, Sharon?
No, Sharon's dropped. Curses!
Oh, she's dropped. Okay, well, we'll go to Sharon Dr. Botswana.
Well, Victoria drops. I mean,
yeah, there you
very
go.
Very appropriate.
I hit the goo another time. Ugh.
You hit the goo another time.
I hate the goo.
So you're going to try and shock it?
No, I mean...
Oh, you hit the goo. You go down. All right. Give me an athletics roll.
Let's see if I can't get another 2 sixes. Come on, dice. Bam. 4.
4. Fair. You make it. Humorous effect. Probably you just covered in all this blooge again. You just cleaned yourself off. You just got yourself immaculate with your last handy wipe. And then, sploosh. All right. Casey, you just sprayed the thing down, but you can act. What are you doing?
Okay, that's a fight reflex. So he's just going to lower his head and charge at him like it was a
nice
verbal. He's trying to get the fire extinguisher.
All right, you charge it. Give me an athletics roll.
Put me in, coach.
5.
5.
Good. All right. So you charge into it. What happens?
I go through the foam.
Okay.
That is there, as if I am not there. Mm-hmm. But the foam that is in the fire extinguisher doesn't. And so it's as if the fire extinguisher is a real object.
Yes.
And so
it
comes along with that. Yeah.
All right. So that has increased your die by 1 because you found out that apparently this foam will interact with the ghost, even though you can't. All right. Terry.
Yep. Do I have to roll again?
Well, the other roll was to shock it before it acted. So, no, what is your action now? What are you doing now?
From my lowered position, I try shocking again without shocking the bejesus out of everybody that's already covered in slime.
Okay. I will note that if you choose to shock it, you're still standing up and they're leaving yourself open to being hit. Okay?
I can't be hit while I'm on the ground.
How are you on the ground?
Well, you're right.
You didn't say you were on the ground, right?
Yeah, I'll just shoot it again, adjusting my aim for the.
Okay, so you're gonna shoot at it again, and but you're not dropping to the ground. Okay, go ahead. This is kind of all acting at once. Unless you roll really bad, you're not gonna hit poor Casey there. If you roll bad, though,
I rolled fairly bad.
1 and a 3. Yeah, 3. Not great. Single positive effect. So you just miss. It's not bad enough that you hit Casey. Slight positive effect. What slight positive effect would it may have made? And once again, I have one if you don't.
Let's go with what you have.
All right. It misses again because it's attracted by all the slime in the room. So all the slime starts burning off.
Ah, perfect.
All right. And Jane. How does Jane react?
She's going to come at it from a different approach because she is up against the wall, and she's going to start asking the ghost to stop. Whoa, wait a minute. Let's talk this out.
Contact roll. Yeah, sure. Give me a contact roll.
Okay.
A three.
No.
Not great.
Two.
A two. Oh boy.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. It's a bad result. Okay. So if you want to come up with something suitably negative, you can. Otherwise, I've got one for you.
The ghost just kind of looks at me and aims his bullets towards me, and I end up like plastered to the wall in goo.
Okay. Yeah.
That good enough.
And hold on, I'll get back to what happens with that in just a second. Victoria, are you back with us?
She's not being added to the call.
I tried twice. Yeah, I've tried twice. Let me try it again. Add people. Sharon, add the call. And it automatically hangs up.
Perhaps end the call and try again?
Hold on a second. Okay, this time it's staying on a bit longer. Still trying to connect with her.
Well, Sharon's getting messages through.
Yep.
Oh, people, listen to the excitement of technical problems.
Technical difficulties. Do, 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 do.
This long pause will be edited out.
No, it's not.
Hold on. While Sharon is actually, can you hear us? No, of course not, because she's on Skype. So yeah. Okay, I'm just going to go. We'll come back to her in a minute. Okay. Well,
she's standing there in shock.
First of all, what happens? Those of you that have not had the ghostly appearances so far, which is going to be Jane and Dr. Eddie and Victoria, all need to now make stress rolls at two dice. This is a genuine haunting experience.
Bam.
Two.
Oh, okay.
You got a four, not a six, man.
Yeah,
you take the lowest. Four is not bad. Annoyed. Suffer a one die penalty to your next skill roll. So you don't move anything permanently. You're just going to have a one die penalty to your next roll. That's for Nick.
Bam.
And Katie, frazzled. Lose two dice from an appropriate skill or one die from two skills.
Okay, I'm going to lose one from my contacts because it hurt my feelings that he didn't listen to me.
And the other one?
And then the other one will go athletics because he hurt my feelings and I'm just not going to try as hard.
Actually, Casey, did you I hate to do this, but did you make a roll for this monster?
It depends. I mean, I made one for the
noodle monster.
The noodle monster.
Nope, you're okay so far.
I don't
far.
Think I've done anything for any of the others.
No, you're okay right now. This is no worse than the noodle monster. All right, and let's see. Let's just roll for Sharon just to see if she loses anything. Two dice. A three. So she's not that bad off either. One die from the appropriate skill. So she'll lose one when she comes back. Actually, no, wait. She already saw it on the phone. So no, she's fine anyway. Okay, so yeah, what happens is the bullets spray through the room. The lamp shatters. The art deco on the walls shatter. Katie, you feel like 7-8 thuds into your body, and you're pushed up against the wall, and you've got this goo just covering you now.
Gross.
All right, let's see if we can get her back on here. Oh, the miracles of the internet.
Bam. See, this is what you got, Bert, for saying that we can only hear every third word.
Yeah.
You cursed us.
Okay, I guess what I'm going to do is we'll end this call, then I'll call everybody back and see if it works, all right? All right, so what happened is a ghostly apparition comes into the room, starts shooting at everybody with its Tommy gun. Jane gets nailed with a few shots, which end up being just impact of goo all over her. Victoria hits the ground, and Casey tackles it like the football star he probably was in high school. He passes through the body, but the fire extinguisher knocks it back and seems to interact with it. And that got you up to an 11. So three more, and you can complete the case. All right, so let's continue on. Once you've knocked the figure away, Casey, it collides into the wall, and then it seems to absorb with the rest of the shadows in the hall, and it seems to be gone now.
Oh. I go back in the room, see how the others are then. It's gone. Let's get it off.
Jane is plastered to the wall.
A little help, guys. I am stuck.
I go and start peeling her off the wall.
Yep. Dr. Eddie is now covered from head to toe again.
I look sad at the camera. I look so sad.
I look at Dr. Eddie. Can I get a few of your wipes, please?
No. No, the wipes are dead. There are no more wipes.
Something we haven't done, because you haven't really needed the dice for it yet, is in any particular scene, one person can basically call for, you know, in the reality TV shows where they take the person aside and they sit him down and he talks to the screen about what just happened. Mm-hmm. And you do this in this game to establish something that happened before that you can take advantage of now that may give you a dice advantage. Or you can use it to add a descriptor to another character. And they have to take it. Now, if they act it out in character, they can you will receive extra points for your mission at the end. So, like, if Dr. Bakwana had a little aside and he basically said that Casey is or starts talking about how badly Terry Parsons projects always end up being, and so you could say he's a failed inventor that mm-hmm. gets tagged onto Terry. And if Terry plays it up during the game, that will increase your pay at the end.
I mean, I tag him with failed inventor. He's been playing it the entire time.
Yes. So as you look at the screen, you can talk to the audience and tell them this. All the times that Terry's projects have gone wrong.
Have I ever told you about the Lo Mein incident? He thought he could teach Lo Mein to talk. That's why he doesn't know how to use chopsticks. No.
All right. There you go. All right. So there's a flashback scene. So Terry Parson now has failed inventor.
That's nice. Well, all right. Let's go upstairs and see if we can find something. Perhaps there is a ritual. Something upstairs. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
This is the room with the smiley face in it, yeah? From the reception book?
No, no. Yeah. This is...
Huh? Or the one upstairs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
How often can we turn to the camera?
Once a scene. So we're moving to a new room. You can call this a new scene.
Have I ever told you how hard it is to perform proper science on ghosts? You only have so many chances. But, you know, Dr. Eddie's a strange one. I always thought he might be like, I mean, he's familiar with gunshots, he's done this and that, there's rumors of bodies in his walls. I think he might have been a mob doctor.
Oh no, it was far worse than being a mob doctor. If I was just a mob doctor, oh man.
So yep. The audience now has you tagged with the suspected mob doctor. You don't have to act it out. You don't have to. But the audience now believes that you're a suspected mob doctor.
I look at the audience and I go, yeah, why not?
All right. So you go one room up. The floors are the same. Actually, it seems to be getting worse. It's now physically harder to walk as the muck is just, it's like a good inch thick all over the walls and the carpets. Everything just seems to be oozing now. Surprisingly, it doesn't smell of anything but lilacs.
All right. So, when
hey, Vicky, make note. Lilac smell. For further research, good or bad?
Okay. Well, maybe if we wanted to, after we get out of here, if we find anything from Charlene, we can see if lilac smell is her favorite or something.
Maybe. You don't think that'll just be up there on the internet?
Check out her Facebook page.
If she has a Facebook page. But okay, I'll pull up and see if she's got a Facebook page.
Yeah. You have not yet looked up Charlene Fitzsimmons specifically, so you can look her up.
Yep.
Okay. Academics role.
Okay. Let's see if this kept my macro. No, it didn't keep my macro. Damn. That was a
five.
Great.
Yeah.
Good roll.
A five. Good. Describe the result. Gives you a franchise dice. And someone threw out something there that might be interesting. You might have tripped across that.
Okay. Let's see. I find out if she has a Facebook page. Any pictures of her husband or anything? How he... You know, his death, any pictures of her, is she still alive?
Yeah, it's up to you. You choose. You may have found out that she is still alive, and wow, she has a Facebook page. That's up to you.
Yeah, well, she does have a Facebook page. Some of it has her wedding pictures on it. There's also pictures of her kid, one kid, and she is still alive and lives nearby, and it turns out that she's got some weird memorial posted on her Facebook page about her husband and the anniversary of his death.
Okay. That sounds like a five pointer to me. She's alive. It's the anniversary of her husband's death.
They have one kid.
They have one kid.
Okay.
And they have one kid, one living kid, and she's still living locally.
Mm-hmm.
One living kid means she has dead kids too?
Yeah, let's say that. Yes. She has one kid.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, so you find this on the internet.
Alright. Well, let's go upstairs and see what we see there.
Okay, as I said, the muck seems to be more encompassing. As you're going up the stairs now, you notice that the stair, the balustrade, the handrails have taken on an old-timey quality. They're brass, black wood. You can sworn before that it was the whole thing was wood, and there wasn't a brass liner on the top. The carpets are now all shag, all up and down the stairs. They were just wood stairs before.
Can I declare something? I don't know how.
Depends. Tell me what you want to declare, and we'll figure out what the role would be.
The goo landed in my hair right back at the beginning. I am just randomly... wildly guessing or speculating or declaring that the goo is what is turning this stuff into the time of period appropriate stuff. So I want a 1930s hair, 72 years, so a 1970s hairstyle now.
Well, if you just want to make it in fiction, you can just say it as so. It won't increase the die. But if you want to make that leap and have it be pertinent to the case. So like, hey, the goo is really what's doing this. It would be an academics role.
The goo is what is changing the appearance of everything that's there.
So, yeah, you came up with it.
Try and make that leap.
Now, your academics is currently zero.
Zero, so I cannot.
You have to borrow dice from the library to figure it out. In this case, you might, you know, your smartphone, you know, could have some information that pops up. Or better yet, you could even just be looking at your smartphone. You catch the reflection of your now 1920s hairstyle.
Yeah, take library use. I mean, we're not using it for anything else. We're almost done with the case. So might as well use it.
Yep.
Does anybody mind if I take dice? Two?
No, I don't care. Thank you.
All right, I will spend two from the library. Should have two academics.
Now remember, if you want to, since we haven't been using this as much, if you want to take a flashback scene to something that you think might help and give you a die, you could do that.
You could do a flashback scene of you looking into the mirror going, yeah, yeah, just all over your hair. And that way you always take a look at your hair in a reflective surface. It's a thing you do.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be a perfect thing you could do it for.
And now you have a perm.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, all right. So, yes.
Bam! Who has all the good ideas?
So we have the flashback scene where every time he passes a mirror in Ghost Be Gone, he has to pause for a second and pulls out his comb. Gets it in perfectly immaculate condition.
Happens while we're driving as well, when I pull down the driver's side thing. Look in the rearview mirror and I look in the wing mirrors.
There you go.
Adjust them so that it face me.
Sure. Take a dive for that.
All right, so two from the library and one from the bonus makes a total of three.
A five.
There's a five.
Good. That puts you up to 13 franchise dice. You're almost there. But so you're making the discovery that the goo seems to be, well, you say it.
Yes, it's the goo which is reacting to whatever else is in here and changing it all into the time-appropriate period dress. So so the real stuff is still there beneath the goo, but the goo is shaped into the 1930s stuff.
All
Does
right.
the goo smell like lilac?
Yes, the goo smells That's like lilac. Smell like,
yeah. Working off this information, and knowing that the ghost likes to hide in shadows, I try to kick on the working light on the Ghost Whisperer to act as a floodlight and shine them into the shadows to see if that flushes out a ghost.
It is not a capability of your Ghost Whisperer. You rolled poorly on that. So you have a weak dim light. This castle.
I have a flashlight app on my phone. I will help.
Well,
once again, it's same deal. It's just not bright enough to do much to break the shadows. All right.
Can't I just say we have some floodlights then?
You can say that. Give me a technology roll at your new reduced die pool.
Let's see, technology. What I pull from credit card?
It's up to you guys.
Sure. Yeah. That's the technology thing. So yeah.
Yeah, we bought a floodlight potentially, so I'm going to five.
Five. Yes. You have floodlights. Maybe you have headlights or something on your like a miner's hat type of thing. Or however you want to do it. What do you have?
Let's go with minor light. But it's a bright spotlight for just this purpose.
Okay. So what are you wanting to do with it? You spotlight the shadows?
To hopefully flush out a ghost.
Okay. So it illuminates the area and it does what you expect, and that it, you know, the shadows in the area go away. But you notice that some of the shadows actually flee the light.
We target those shadows. Shoot them down.
All right. You're going to just light them up with the electroshock thing?
Yes.
All right. So basically you're going to blast away for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's all sucked in by the goo. And every time you fire, lots of the goo starts to just turn into vapor. And it smells like burnt lilac now.
Does burnt lilac smell good? I don't know.
All right. So what I want to do is look at Casey. Are we in the room at the third floor?
Sure. Okay. You open the room to the third floor.
All right. I think that basically that the lady did a ritual here that is causing this ghost to appear every 7 years. So I'm going to have him spray the goo in the middle of the floor with your whatever. Your
fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
All right. So it, you know, basically it pushes back the goo. So you've got a piece of floorboard underneath, and it is the modern floor.
Mm-hmm. And I look for the pentagram. I believe it will be there.
Okay, academics roll.
I'm going to pull from the library, the last die.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody got an objection? Nope. Bam! Bam!
6. Okay. So that pushes you over the case limit now. So, explain to me what you have found out in this room, that will allow you to end the haunting.
I find in the middle, when the goo is pushback in the modern floorboard lies there. There is a pentagram on the floor, and in the center is the blood-stained hammer. And I reach out, and I take the hammer, and I put it aside, and the goo starts to recede, and we hear the scream echo throughout the halls as the lilac smell burns to nothing.
Okay.
And high fives all around.
You're standing in a room that is looks like a cheap Motel 6. You're holding an old Acme hammer that's the ends are very rusty. There's some flake on it that may or may not be blood.
I look at the camera and give the thumbs up. I know.
Yeah. Maybe what you did was actually cut up the carpet and exposing the original floor or something, and you know, you mm-hmm. found it under. But, okay, yeah, so, all right, now what? How do you wrap up? You believe you've ended the haunting.
Ending interview?
I call,
spelling. You get a last scene, so how do you wrap it all up?
I call spelling.
You hear a series of beeps and squawks on the line, and then a heavily modulated voice. Hello?
Blah, blah, ended, blah, blah, case, blah, blah, successfully.
Understood. There's a bunch of tones in the background. Your eyes glaze over for just a moment.
Blah, blah, expect, blah, blah, payment, blah, blah, slush, blah, blah, account.
Yes. All right. You guys want to do any other cleaning up loose ends, anything?
Besides take a shower?
Yeah, really long shower with lots and lots of soap. Like, I use all the soap in the office.
I want to call this lady.
All right.
I frantically try to shut off the ghost whisperer. It's emitting too much green smoke now.
All right. Back at the office or while you're here?
On my cell phone.
Okay, so, yeah, she's only getting every third word.
Well, that's why I'm saying blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm saying blah, blah, did blah, blah, you blah, blah know about this ritual. Exactly.
All right. She actually stays on the phone to hear all this drivel, and you're as the phone is disconnected, and we pan over to her nice, you know, suburban house. It's got the white picket fence. It's got the beautiful garden, full of a particular flower that its fragrance fills the air. And she looks at her son, now married, with children of his own, and his wife in the dinner table. She looks at the phone, and she opens up a drawer, and she pulls out a hammer.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, so...
high five with the doctor for ensuring work for future generations.
Exactly. All right, so here's what we got at the end. Let's see. Cleanup. Okay, so... You get a number of dice equal to the threshold, so you're going to get 14 dice back. Okay. Now, with these dice, you can put them into your expended library gym credit card or put some in the bank. You can spend them one for one to get back skills you've lost during the case. And so we'll start, well, first of all, let's see. How many has everyone lost? How much has Victoria lost total?
Two.
Two? Okay. How much has Dr. Eddie Makwana lost total?
Zero.
None. Yeah, you just had the one skill roll that was less. Mm. Casey, how many did Casey lose?
Two.
Two. Terry?
Three.
Three. How many did Jane lose?
Two.
Two. So let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 out of your 14 would be used if you guys wanted to get all your skills back, and the rest would be put back into Ghost Be Gone, however you wanted to put it, under library, gym, credit card, and bank card. Now, with your, well, first of all, do you guys want to take the vacation to get rid of the penalties to your skills?
Yes.
All right, sounds so it's always good to pay yourself first. So, okay, let me get to the stress thing again. It actually tells you how long you guys are off and what you need to do to de-stress. Let's see. Stress. Bookmarks would have been useful.
Casey's lost a point of academics, so presuming that you would need to do academic things to get academics back, as I've seen.
No. That's not what you do. You just go on vacation, but it tells you how long you have to take the vacation.
I was going to have him reading The Cat in the Hat.
No. Nice. So he can do that during his vacations.
Yep.
All right, come on. Where is it? Confessionals, job, vacation. Okay. All right. The people who lost two skill die, 2 to 3 skill dies, you take a 3-day weekend. You take a long weekend and you feel better about things. So no one got clipped too bad on that.
Okay. So
today's Thursday, we take Friday off.
You have 5 points to put back into library, gym, credit card, and bank card. You still have one left in gym, one left in credit card, and one in the bank that you haven't used. So it gets added to those.
Okay, I would say put library back up to 3.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, we just restore.
And credit card back up to 2.
And put the last one in the bank.
Yep.
All right. So you came out a little ahead on this one. It was a quick mission that you did for the government. No one got too badly banged up, and got a little bit of extra spending cash in the bank. So...
can you fix my... here we go. Never mind. I managed to get into the box this time. Yep. So I will fix it myself. Sort of.
And so if you play this in a continuing game, what happens is all the stuff that you found in this mission, like your car and everything else, we keep it all. That's why I kept notes on let me add, in case we ever do play again, we'll add the floodlight helmets.
Okay, there we go.
Don't forget taser proton packs and fire extinguisher slime blower.
Yep. And smartphones.
Oh, that only do, yeah. Smartphones.
Every
that drop every third word.
Okay, and you're going to keep this sheet?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it up, and I've got an unlimited account. So.
It's oh, you away. With your Kickstarter access from accounts and stuff.
So looking at this, I felt that this was very much like, kind of like Fiasco with less of a structure. What did you guys think about it?
I like it. It is very much like Fiasco, with a little, let's put it this way, you can jump into it a little faster than Fiasco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and although it doesn't, I think it benefits from a little bit less structure.
Yeah.
I think it benefits.
There's a sweet spot of players. I don't know which it would be. 4 or 5 does seem to be about right.
Yeah, they recommend 3 plus the controller is the minimum.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because if you have more players, it doesn't seem like you can break even.
Yeah. Or you just take bigger missions or decide that you are a larger institution to start with. Like you can say I'm a 10-point institution instead of a 7.
Yeah, yeah, you would. Yeah. I didn't. If we had known that, I probably would have gone a little bit bigger. Because explaining that a little bit more clearly next time you run it, so that, hey, understand that as big as your outfit is depends upon the time limit that we have to play the game.
Mm-hmm. And I went with 7. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Keep going, Nick. Sorry.
And that, you know, the longer that you play the game, the more that you have time to fill, the bigger your institution is, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
I thought 7 was good simply because 14 points, what I figured would take about 2 hours, maybe a little bit longer. So, you know, if we played to 20 points, it would have been a much longer game.
Yeah.
And by that matter, your Ghost Be Gone has increased because you now have 10 points, or 8 points in your pool mm-hmm. instead of the 7 you started with. So you have gotten a little bit bigger. And the other thing about playing longer is you can actually have negative numbers where you're basically running on borrowed credit.
Yeah.
Because you're in hock to everybody.
I could easily understand that. Yeah, it was rough.
Katie, what did you think?
I thought it was good. From my perspective, I'm always interested in things for, like, the beginner gamer or the non-gamer. Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to get my husband and friends into it. So you need easy things because it's fun to play in person.
Yeah.
So,
do you think this would fit that bill?
I think my husband would be able to play this.
All right.
Do you think that the fact that it's a storytelling type game rather than a rules heavy game would factor into the bill?
For him, he prefers the story. Like, he'd rather just listen and not play. He'd rather listen. So, with it being light on the rules, I think it's good for him.
But he has to make up the story himself.
Yeah. No,
that
he's,
would be fine?
Yeah. With practice. yes. I think it takes a little practice to be able to know what goes into a good story. As you're making things up on the fly rather than listening to it.
Yeah, I have the opposite. My wife is the one who loves listening but doesn't like playing so much.
Yeah.
What do you think, Richard?
I think it would benefit from repeated plays so that we got a better understanding of how the story works and the mechanics mesh together so that we could come up with stuff. I was basically just playing a dumb jock who didn't really work very well, and stealing the ideas of the Ghostbusters. If we played this again, then I'd probably steal the ideas for the Mystery Machine and Scoot.
Yeah.
But yeah, eventually work out a happy medium where I'm not just stealing stuff from other places and know how and what the game sort of looks for, and the other players at the table. No, go on.
I was going to say the manual or whatever said that they suggested you could have like a portfolio of characters you play. So if you get really like busted up in one mission, you have someone else to play while they're on vacation mm-hmm. kind of thing. So it would lend itself to having more than one character if you didn't feel like playing Jane, who wasn't very interesting every time.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's a pretty good game for especially for like pickup casual.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. You know, you can keep the characters, have them rotate in or rotate out. And it's not too long and it can be wrapped up fairly quickly. So, yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to use it as a don't have enough people to run the normal game or just, you know, have a free day and people want to play something. I'm going to keep it around for that. The one thing that we didn't do because no one rolled a 6 for the stress is getting cool points. And that's how your characters advance. They don't advance any other way. So basically your skills stay just how they are and you get better just because your Ghost Be Gone agency gets better and you get more dice in your pools there. But your characters don't. They get what's called cool. If your lowest roll, it happens to be a 6, you gain a point of cool. And what a cool does is you can use it to either negate a stress roll, a stress die entirely, you can use it to augment another skill roll, etc. So that's how you get better is by surviving missions and gaining cool.
Does Cool stick around?
I believe it does.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
Is it one use only, or does it refresh?
I think it sticks around like your skills stick around. Like, so once you gain it, you can use it, but then once you've rested, it comes back.
Okay.
So I was going to say, we were rolling two, so that's a 1 in 36 chance. Yeah.
Of course, if you only rolled a... Stress can be as low as a single die, too. Like, getting stuck in traffic, I might have you do a one-die stress roll. And then
if you're going to do that, then it's going to be, I take the long way round, going down the highway.
Yes,
I buy the crappiest phone that has very slow internet access, so I get stressed when I use it. So
yep.
I have 1 in 6 chance of being cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, this is a good storytelling game. Storytelling games work better over Skype than others that require a board, say. As capable as Roll20 is, it's, you know, if you don't need to use it, it runs smoother and faster.
Yeah, if you were playing this just around the coffee table, just having some 3x5 index cards and putting a pile of dice, like on the library, the gym, the credit card, the bank, mm-hmm. a nice visual reminder of what you have.
Yeah, this one's also a lot easier to play over Skype than Fiasco is.
Yeah, very true.
I wouldn't even use 3x5 cards. I would have a library card, a gym membership card, a credit card.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just whatever's in your wallet, pull it out.
Yeah, you could definitely do that. Because all good gamers carry dice around with them all the time. So.
Oh, yes, but I don't know what friends you have. I wouldn't pull out my bank card for them.
Maybe an expired one. Go ahead, Kitty.
I forgot. It's okay.
Oh, sorry. We're bad about stepping on people talking.
It's okay. No, I think it was good. It's better for listening. I think it'll be more fun listening to it because there isn't a whole lot of, oh, wait, stop, we have to do mechanics.
Yeah.
And so people who listen will get to have a more cohesive story, but I also think it'll take more practice for us to make up a more cohesive story, because I feel like there's like 4 or 5 things that we didn't quite make mesh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was definitely several ways you could have ended it. Like the guy could have been cheating on the woman and she could have hexed him for it. I mean, you know, there was a lot of stuff that could have gone into it. I was hoping that somebody would have said that the woman has a kid and the kid happens to be agent. You know, that would have been cool.
Never even thought of that. That would have been awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Don't forget the happy fun slide for our equipment.
Oh, it's there.
Oh, okay.
It's listed. Excellent.
Yeah. Fun slide fire pole. All right, guys. It was great. A lot of fun. Good way to spend a Labor Day. It's good to hear from you again, Nick.
Yep. We'll chat with y'all later.
Yep. I'm actually gonna go out and buy this game.
Ah, yes. $10 PDF. Thank you.
No, you can't beat it. Great. Thank you for running.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.